Zephaniah. Chapter 3. Woe to her that is rebellious and defiled, to the oppressing city. She obeyed not the voice, she received not correction, she trusted not in the Lord, she drew not near to her God. Her princes within her are roaring lions, her judges are evening wolves, they leave not a bone till the morning. Her prophets are arrogant and treacherous persons, her priests have profaned the sanctuary, they have done violence to the law. The just Lord is in her midst, he will do no wrong, every morning does he bring his judgment to light, he fails not, but the unjust knows no shame. I have cut off the nations, their fortresses are desolate, I laid waste their streets, so that none passes by, their cities are destroyed, so that there is no man, there is no inhabitant. I said, surely you will fear me, you will receive instruction, so her dwelling should not be cut off, no matter how I punish her, but they arose early, and corrupted all their deeds. Therefore wait upon me, says the Lord, until the day that I rise up for plunder, for my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them my indignation, even all my fierce anger, for all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. For then will I restore to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord, to serve him with one accord. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia my worshippers, even the daughter of my dispersed, shall bring my offering. In that day shall you not be ashamed for all your deeds, in which you have transgressed against me, for then I will take away out of the midst of you those that rejoice in your pride, and you shall no more be haughty in my holy mountain. I will also leave in the midst of you an afflicted and poor people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord. The remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, for they shall feed their flocks and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your judgments, he has cast out your enemy, the King of Israel, even the Lord, is in your midst, you shall not see harm any more. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear not, and to Zion, let not your hands be weak. The Lord your God in the midst of you is mighty, he will save, he will rejoice over you with joy, he will quiet you with his love, he will rejoice over you with singing. I will gather them that are sorrowful for the appointed assembly, who are among you, to whom the reproach of it was a burden. Behold, at that time I will deal with all that afflict you, and I will save her that is lame, and gather those that were driven out, and I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. At that time will I bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth, when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, says the Lord.